Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Now 7 after the hour on the Good Day program is Beyond Good Day with Roberta and Richie and Doug. Don't worry. Today will change your future. Remember, Roberta, you are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. Very provocative and good to keep in mind. You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you today. In other words, be careful about tomorrow. Be careful about today, because today is ahead of tomorrow. And what is the old expression? You reap what you sow. So your thoughts today are a result of thoughts yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before. Your thoughts are bringing you to where you are. Thoughts are things. So tomorrow you'll be where your thoughts take you from today. Makes good sense to me.
And Tuesday is Sunday at Carvel.
Yes, remember that. Yes. Thinking, though, is a very good thing. All right, so there are some interesting, there are always interesting things. The world is such a wonderful place, and there's so many, when you think about raising people's eyebrows, there are always things that people are doing that are kind of crazy. The story at DougStephan.com about two brothers in New York who needed dates for their sister's wedding. So, what'd they do? The same thing that Snooki did. Put the ad on the social media or just like eBay or Craigslist and see what you come up with. And that's what they did. They put an ad, I think they put an ad on Facebook, or they put a call out. You can find pretty much anything on these sites now. Craigslist, Facebook, you'll find an apartment, you can find furniture. So the question was asked by these guys, if you can find all that, why can't we find a date for the wedding? So that's what they did. They figured as they placed the ad on the, I think they put it on Facebook, maybe on Craigslist as well. They got, let's see, how many different responses? About 140 different responses. They did not use their real name. They admitted that the folks at Craigslist, they were ordered by their cousin to bring dates. It wasn't like it was they have to bring. You guys got to bring a date. They admitted that the command was issued, so they said these two guys apparently are big party boys. They wanted the rest of the members of the family wanted them to stay under control. And they figured if they have dates, instead of oogling all of the single ladies in the crowd at the wedding, if they bring dates. So they posted last week, they described themselves as, quote, dashingly tall, Anglo-Saxon men in their 20s who love to party. They are completely house-trained, so they said. And here's the kicker that assuredly has reeled in the ladies, quote, raw, emotional, sensitive, but still bad boys. they hope to... they had a couple of sisters that they knew they were going to take, but one of the young ladies was not around. So while they are looking for something, they don't have the names or they don't have the people yet, but they're getting a lot of responses. So it brings me around to understanding what you would use, or asking the question anyway, the poll at DougStephan.com. Are you likely to use something like Facebook or Craigslist to look for friends? And so the poll, do you accept friend requests from people you don't know on Facebook? And that's another sort of adjunct to this. How many people are always getting these requests? I get hundreds of them all the time. And I look and see what they do for a living, and then I decide whether I want to be friends with them or not. Some of them are people that listen to me on the radio. Some of them are people that are connected to other friends that I have. So do you accept friend requests from people you don't know? A, yes, I'm friends with everybody. B, sometimes, but it depends. C, I used to, but I don't anymore. D, nope, I'm only friends with people I really know. E, I'm not on Facebook. Who thinks any or all of this makes good sense? What a whole new different world we live in from the one we grew up in, Roberta. Isn't it amazing
how different
the world is now? How we make friends, how we keep friends, how we communicate. It really is. And how we look for girlfriends. We go to Facebook, we go to Craigslist, we go online to Harmony, eHarmony, or to Match.com or any of those places. It's a whole new world brought about by the use of technology. All right. Roberta has her story for us in a moment. Stand by on Good Day.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What a perfect theme. Roberta Fasanelli with her story today. You going back to school, Roberta?
No, but a lot of people are. And a lot of kids are entering college. You know, my daughter is going to be going to college next semester in September.
Amazing.
Can you imagine Victoria going to college? It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, here people have a lot of choices when they go to college. And here's two interesting choices. You could go to a 2-year community college and get an Associate of Arts degree. And it'll cost you between $6,000 and $7,000 on average, maybe a little more in some major cities. Or you could go to a private 4-year college, and that could cost you anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000.
Yeah.
And when all is said and done, short term at any rate, guess who makes more money? The person from the community college.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. They did a study.
They, who are they?
Let's see, who is they? I'm looking for who is they.
I always want to know if there's a spin.
The American Institute for Research. They were just doing, you know, a study and seeing who made more money. And what they're finding out is that out of college, people with associate's degrees, because these people tend to have more practical type jobs, like they train as either some sort of occupational or technical degree. So they come out and they have an actual skill that could immediately go into the workplace, as opposed to somebody coming out of a four-year institute or, you know, a private college or, you know, even a state or public four-year college, and they have a degree, you know, a four-year degree in philosophy or
The way you tell the story is pretty damning of the four-year liberal arts institution.
It's a waste of time.
I have a liberal arts degree, but in two political science and speech, but the information that I gleaned out of the various things that I learned when I was in college helped set the stage for my informational bent. I'm a very curious guy, and I know a lot. I guess I know a little about a lot, or maybe a lot about a lot, but that came from the exposure that I had, but I didn't. I mean, I pretty much knew I was going to go into radio, and I didn't know what other things I was going to do, but I knew I was going to do that. And so it helped me in that sense get the well-rounded education. It's helped me have hopefully well-rounded conversations on the air. But that's rare. Today you got to have some kind of a skill when you get out of school.
Exactly.
Should have a skill in high school to be able to survive.
Something that you can go and get a job right away.
Right.
I've always said everybody needs some sort of a blue-collar skill, whether it be bartending or whether it be waitressing or whether it be anything that you can actually go out there and immediately
Since
make
when
money.
Is bartending a blue-collar job? I wouldn't have thought that was... waiting on table would be a blue-collar job.
No, why wouldn't bartending? You're waiting on
don't
people.
Don't they make a lot more money? Don't bartenders make a lot more money?
I used to make a ton of money bartending.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I made, you know, I was 19, 20. That was when the drinking age was 18. 19, 20, 21 years old. And I was making $100 a night at the time.
Wow.
Which was enormous amount. That's like $300, $400 now in cash night. It was just amazing. But it also goes down to the entire idea of going away to school. Going away to school.
Fewer and fewer are doing that. They want to be close to home.
Point too. But then you go away to school, and you go away to school in some school that is like in the middle of nowhere. Well, what opportunity is that going to give you to do internships or to learn in the community that you are, where the jobs are? You're in this protected little community. That's the school, and that's all you have. And then you graduate, and all of a sudden you're dragged out of this community. You're put back into the real world. And what have you got? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to get the jobs? It's a tough world out there. And, you know, this study, I think, absolutely proves that you need to get out with some sort of skill. I would recommend that you go to a community college, get some sort of degree, and then if you want to go to a four-year school,
transfer
into a four-year school. But at least you have something that you can do.
The other side of that is the debt, as you suggested a few minutes ago, is so overwhelming.
Oh, gosh.
To go to a four-year school or beyond, I know what it costs to send my children to school. Part of it I paid for, part of it they paid for, and we're still paying for part of it. Brendan hasn't used much of anything that he got in school in a direct way for what he's doing. Megan, and that's not the case, she's using everything she learned in her pursuit. That's more, as you're suggesting, a rarity these days instead of the rule. So you make a lot of sense, Roberta. Thank you. Roberta Fasinelli with Doug on Good Day.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses, to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You're gonna 23 after on Good Day, Beyond Good Day, in fact. Roberta and Richie and I focused on stories. We'll meet J.R. Martinez in the next half hour of Good Day. So, Richie, you have a story?
You know,
you want me to go back to...
No, there's a story that I've heard about yesterday, Doug, but quite honestly, I haven't had time to research it.
All right.
But I just wanted to throw the headline out there.
All right.
And let's discuss it, and then I'll bring it back for you tomorrow. But apparently the Supreme Court is discussing today whether police should be able to get your DNA even if you haven't been convicted of a crime.
No.
So let's say, I know. So let's say
no.
That you are arrested.
Yeah.
Should they be able to collect your
no.
DNA
no.
and have it on file?
No.
At that moment?
No.
End of
no.
story.
No.
Yet,
but why?
It's made it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And they're going to discuss it.
Another decline.
That's,
another
that's like
benchmark in the declination
you.
Of...
But they fingerprint you before they convict you.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, when you get arrested, you get fingerprinted, and they keep those on file. And so they're saying that, you know, hey, listen, if we build up this database and somebody gets, you know, there's rape or there's murder or there's whatever
yeah.
there is. Or
that,
even
that's, you're a criminal. Everybody's a criminal in that way. We're all
now
suspicious.
Are you saying collect the DNA when you're arrested or just collect it from everybody?
The debate is whether they should be able to keep it or collect it and keep it on file if you are just arrested versus
so everybody's
convicted.
DNA.
Versus convicted.
Right.
Everybody's DNA. So you're doing the police's job for them? They didn't do it. I mean, how many times have they used DNA to overturn a wrongful conviction? So in the case of a trial...
And there's another argument.
They're trying to make sure that they have the right person, yes. But to do everybody, why?
Maybe if your DNA is on file, maybe it saves you from being convicted.
That's so, true. That's true. Yeah, well, because they can collect evidence, and if the DNA doesn't match, well, then it's
should you
match.
Have should you have your own DNA sample at home? Well, wait a minute. I have my own
we
DNA
do.
Sample.
We have DNA
carried sample around with us all
go.
Day long.
Yes, right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on your hairbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's a basic rule here. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's the rule of thumb, Rich.
Well, apparently 28 states and the federal government have enacted laws that provide for automatic DNA collection from people at the time of their arrest.
And you can't say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't submit. And you can say
you're
no to
arrest.
A breathalyzer. Yeah, but you can say no to a breathalyzer under arrest or not.
So the reason that they do this when you're arrested is to check your DNA against the National DNA Crime Database.
Yeah. No. The answer is no. All right.
I think maybe if you're convicted, then maybe you take it when you're arrested, and if you're convicted, then it stays on file. Otherwise, it's taken out. That would make sense to me.
All right, food for thought. I'm again it. You can contribute your thoughts to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Bob Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome! A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Stanhope.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good day
with Doug.
More naked, more often.
It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day.
25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, good day. This good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer's off today, and she'll be disappointed because we're going to spend the next half hour, a good part of it.
Very disappointed.
With a fellow that has made quite a name for himself in various areas, actually. I met J.R. Martinez on a flight a month or so ago. I'm trying to remember where we were. We ended up in Phoenix. I think it was Dallas to Phoenix, as I recall. And it was after a bad storm had blown through Dallas, and we were all late, and the plane was like 7 hours late or something, and I saw him, and I was getting up because I was antsy, frankly, and he was up, and so the two of us just started talking about some of our roots and the story that he presents, perhaps best shaped, maybe, by understanding the phrase, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Here's a guy who has made his own luck, Richie, blaming luck. There are a lot of people who have negative things that happen to them. Mm-hmm. And they go right down. They go away. I know people, I've worked with people who seek out failure like a heat-seeking missile find a target. They do it because they're so full of fear. And they have, we've got an epidemic
where everything
fear
happens to them.
Right.
Exactly. I always say
somebody else's
fault. The biggest realization in my life was when I listened to the song, really listened to the Led Zeppelin song, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Yep. Right. So here's a guy who's taken a chance. He could have failed. He could have gone away, but he didn't. He's made me a believer. I had a great conversation with him on the plane, and I'm happy to have J.R. Martinez here. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, wow, that was a nice introduction, man. Just based on 10 minutes on a plane, right?
Well, I think when you get right down to, I'm very good at reading vibes. There are people who have stories to tell, and this is, let's face it, when we're doing, you just started doing a radio show in Los Angeles on KFI, so you understand the importance of telling stories. You've been involved
right.
in stories because you've been on the soaps there. What was it? It's One Life to Live you were on,
All My Children.
All my children. Oh, my heavens.
They're all kind of the same anyway. So
right. And you've got your story based on your experiences in the service. You were a real star in Dancing with the Stars. And you've written a book called Full of Heart. You've done a lot of things. And what really astounded me, Richie and Roberta, is he's only 29. I thought
wow.
you were older.
Really?
Than I did. And I've said to people after I met you, this kid's only 29 years old. Everybody thought you were a good deal older than that just because of the experiences that you
well, you know, as you guys know, when you go through experiences like that, you know, you really, in a lot of ways, don't have a choice but to kind of grow up. You know, you're put into...
Well, you can do what I just said. You can fail. You can be full of fear. You can go away.
Yes.
You can discover that nothing works if that's the way you look at it. But it isn't. Maybe, I'm not sure it's about luck. I think it's about putting your head on straight and saying, okay, this is not going to get in the way of me being a success, whatever it gets in your way.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me. It was, you know, yesterday I actually, I get a lot of traffic through my website and a lot of people sharing their own personal stories or sharing someone else's story. And the cool thing that I love to do is actually, yesterday I ended up speaking to two burn survivors, that one that's been burned a year ago, one that was burned a month ago. And when I called both of them and just to talk to them and just to kind of say, hey, you know, this is what to expect. This is what it's going to be like. I mean, I pretty much just said to them, I said, listen, you know, you can't control how this happened to you or why this happened to you, but you definitely can't control what happens from this point on. And you have to realize that and understand that. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up sometimes when things happen to us in life because it doesn't happen the way we wanted it to happen, or it doesn't right. happen, you know, with the people that we wanted it to happen, the time frame, that we get caught up in panicking and or complaining. And some people, you know, have a tendency at times to look at it and say, okay, you know what? Yeah, maybe this sucks. Maybe this is not what I planned for myself. However, okay, what do we do now? There's pieces in front of me that I can piece together to make this one beautiful picture. And, you know, and that's what I was able to do with my life. And I was able to, you know, just kind of look at the pieces on the floor that came in the box and just say, okay, be patient. Even though, you know, it was hard at times, but be patient. And before you know it, you have all the pieces together and you got now, one beautiful picture.
That's why you're making such a great motivational speaker. We're talking to J.R. Martinez. Go back, will you, to your childhood and bring us through what you went through, the events in your life that have most significantly shaped who you are now.
You know, one of the things I did a lot of, I was raised by a single mother. My father left when I was just 9 months old. I never met him to this day. You know, but, so my mom, being a single mother from Central America, El Salvador, you know, learning the language, learning how to get a job, my mother trying to find love, as everybody does in this world, not having so much success, being around men that were pretty abusive, in one way, shape, or form. You know, I always saw my mother go through a lot. And, you know, whether it's just working multiple jobs, or whether it's, you know, not getting the raise, or maybe it's the frustration of not being from this country, the frustration of her family outside of me being in another country and not seeing them, the men, and just going on and on. But she always smiled. She always smiled. And I remember as a kid, I said to her, I asked her one time, I said, why do you smile so much? I said, because I know what you go through. It doesn't feel like as if you should smile most of the time. And she said, well, I smile because I think that if I smile, I invite good energy into my life, into the situation. If I don't smile, then if good energy is coming or blessings are coming, then I push it away. And that's something that really stuck with me. I mean, I moved around a lot when I was a kid, you know. And I think seeing my mother go through a lot of the things that she went through, I think me moving around, I think me kind of, you know, being exposed to different type of people, kind of in a sense a little bit of diversity, it just prepared me for the life that I was going to have today. You know, it's the adversity when we all face it, you got to still find a way to smile. And you know, and that's the great thing about when I had the opportunity to write my book that came out a couple of months ago. When I wrote my book, the whole purpose was that I wanted to share with the world, the people that have come to know me, that it wasn't all smiles and Mr. Positivity. There was a lot of hard days. There was a lot of difficult things that I went through. And but I still found ways, even though I appreciated that moment of sadness, of in a sense depression, and a sense of regret and anger and being a victim, I still accepted that. Then the next moment I said, okay, you know what? Stand up. Now's a choice. No more of that. Move on to the next phase. And I just have to constantly remind myself to just, you know, hey, snap out of it. Snap out of it. It's good to appreciate the moment and the feeling, but snap out of it because, you know what? There's something there, and if you stay in this moment, you won't be able to see the great opportunities that you have in front of you.
So when did you decide to, when you were in high school, what were you thinking about? You were going, what were you going to do when you got out of high school?
I joined the Brotherhood of Boys that think that one day they want to be professional football players. Right. And that's what my goal was. That's what my plan was for the rest of my life. And unfortunately, when I was high school was tailing down, I started thinking about the next phase of that. You know, high school, college, and college wasn't going to work out because of the fact that they told me I would not be eligible to play sports at the college level for 2 years because I had lacked a couple of credits. So needless to say, you know, I was stubborn and I wanted what I wanted, and I told my mother, I said, if I can't go to college and play football, then I won't go to college. Something parents do not want to hear ever. And I stuck to that. And when I graduated from high school, I sat around trying to figure out what's the next option for me. And all of a sudden, one day I see, as I tell people, I saw an option present itself on my TV screen. And I thought, well, wait a minute. This could really be a solution to this big problem I find myself in. And it was the United States Army. And I went and found out more information about it. I liked it. And I came to my mom and I said, I know exactly what I want to do. She said, what is it? I said, I want to join the United States Army. She said, no way in hell. And yeah. She shot me down right away. And the reason why was because I graduated high school in May 2002. So 9/11, for a lot of us that remember, happened just a few months before. We already had troops in Afghanistan. There was rumors about troops going to Iraq. My mother being from El Salvador in the early 80s, there was a war happening there. So she'd witnessed what this war was about. My mother had already lost a child due to an illness that my sister was born with. So my mother threw all of that into a pot, and it just didn't look good for her, you know, in regards to her youngest and only son. And she said no, but I was really strong about it, and I believed in it, and I felt that it was the right thing for me to do. And I said, Mom, it'll give me an opportunity to learn about life, travel. It'll give me an opportunity to go to college, get the credits I need. I'll be able to
join the Army and see the world.
Yeah. You know, and it's you know, I feel like my example was almost kind of like one of those examples of guys that joined the military, and they say, I wanted to travel and go everywhere, and they say they were stationed at one base for 25 years. You know, they didn't go anywhere because I joined the military in September 2002. I did basic training until December 2002. January, I got to my unit, and literally March, I deployed, and April 5th of 2003 is when I was injured. So it all happened so quick. My friends give me grief all the time and say that I spend more time in the hospital than I did on active duty. So
talk about the injury, JR.
Well, the injury was, you know, my job in the Army was infantry, so we did a lot of, we were overseas in Iraq. We escorted different convoys to get, you know, from point A to point B, you know, just making sure they got to their destination safely. And on the 5th of April of 2003, we were escorting a convoy through a city called Karbala. You know, we were driving on this road. We were told that we were going to have to reroute. And when we started to reroute, we started to drive on the new road. I was a driver of a Humvee. There were three other soldiers in a vehicle with me. And we drove a very short distance when all of a sudden, you know, my front left tire ran over a bomb. I ran over the bomb, and, you know, the other three soldiers were thrown out of the vehicle. I, on the other hand, was trapped inside. After about 5 minutes of being trapped inside this vehicle, I was pulled out. I sustained burns over 34% of my body, but the biggest threat at that time was the fact that I had inhalation damage. I was evacuated. They put me in a medical-induced coma. I went from Iraq to Germany. Germany ended up in San Antonio, Texas, at a hospital called Brooke Army Medical Center. And, you know, 19 years old. And then 3 weeks after I was injured, I came out of a coma. And that's when, essentially, as we have in the veteran community have a tendency to say, when we come home, that's when the real war begins, you know, because, you know, in a lot of ways, you have to fight it on your own. And it's a really tough one to fight. And that's when I saw my face for the first time. That's when I really had to embrace the fact that I I wasn't the 19-year-old, strong, you know, independent kid. I was now a 19-year-old baby, essentially. I couldn't feed myself, bathe myself, go to the bathroom by myself. I couldn't walk by myself. I couldn't grab the remote, change the channel. And I completely, my body was completely torn down, and I couldn't recognize myself. And it was a big, on top of the fact that it was a physical hurdle, more importantly, it was a very big psychological, mental, emotional hurdle that I had to overcome.
But you have. I can hear in your voice why it is that you help people, and that's really what it's all about. So J.R. Martinez, his book, Full of Heart, he's got a great story of survival and strength and spirit, also doing television and a radio show now in Los Angeles on the weekend. So good for you, and good to have you here. Good to have you tell a story. I hope you won't be a stranger. J.R. Martinez here on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products. And that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. All to help you reduce injuries and downtime. And keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, get Good Day to go.
Welcome to DuckStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast.
Download and listen at your convenience
at DuckStaffin.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Yeah.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Starting your own business as your next job. Fans of ABC TV's Shark Tank know Mark Cuban knows how to start a business. He thinks that you ought to be required to do crowdfunding, and that's what we have for you with the crowdfunding success stories next on Startup America News.
Welcome to Startup America News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, along with my co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. And today we're going to introduce you to Andy Butler, CEO of Zuvo Water. Ranjini?
That's right, Mike. Zuvo Water is a really innovative filtration system that recently launched on Indiegogo. They have about 22 days left for their product called Stratus, which is a water filtration system you can stick onto your faucet. They've raised about $38,000, and their goal is $50,000. They're well on their way, and they're doing a really great job of differentiating themselves from other water filters in the market, like Brita, for example. So basically, you can use their smartphone app, which connects directly to their water filtration system and tells you exactly how clean your water is and what the contaminants of your water are. So you can basically get rid of your bottled water. You can drink freely now, just straight from your faucet.
You know, the app is so important because, like Andy said, they crowdsourced all of the information about the local water in different areas around the country. And one thing I learned from Andy is that, like politics, all water is local. And that's what makes this app so cool. Now, one thing about Andy is that he is a veteran of direct response and covering trade shows. And one thing that I asked him about was that people are a little bit concerned about all of the hard work involved in the crowdsourcing part of crowdfunding and the interactivity with the crowd and the group of professionals that they would network with at trade shows later on if their product was already produced and in their hands. And here's what Andy said.
Mike, you couldn't be more right on. I mean, I've done trade shows most of my career. They have their place and they have their value. The level of interaction that you get from a well-orchestrated, architected crowdfunding effort is orders of magnitude greater than anything you can do in trade shows. You just have a physical limitation. A trade show is 3 days long, 7 hours a day. Only a certain amount of people can stand in front of your booth in a given hour. and you're competing against everybody around you. But when you're on the web, as you are with crowdfunding, you literally your interactions go up orders of magnitude.
So, Mike, Andy is completely right. Being able to go from a trade show and really go to an online presence really brings a larger crowd, a larger audience, and a bigger reach for the product itself. And being able to do crowdfunding really helps companies avoid certain mistakes that they might be making when they're doing things privately, investing privately, and just only including a limited number of people to help, you know, build the idea. I think that the main goal is that the crowdfunding platform allows users to kind of buy into the idea before you make any huge mistakes. And Andy definitely goes over in our interview some of the big mistakes and some of the big benefits of using a crowdfunding platform as opposed to just starting with private investment.
I see crowdfunding as the democratization of, you know, product development. And I actually think it's going to result in better products being developed that are conceived correctly so that, and it actually will help prevent people from going down a path of developing a product that has obvious limitations and then launching it and then having consumers dissatisfied, having unsuccessful entrepreneurs, et cetera. I see nothing but good coming from this crowdfunding phenomena that we're benefiting from right now.
Do you like clean water? If you'd like to be rewarded for helping yourself help Americans create new jobs that help the world, search Zuvo, Z-U-V-O. Get rewarded for donating to Zuvo and other job-creating projects. Visit Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com.
We are committed to listening to the ever-expanding crowdfunding community. Do you have a question for us? We'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post or a question that we answer right here in the show. You can email me, Mike@StartupAmericaNews.org. That's Mike@StartupAmericaNews.org. Or visit our website, StartupAmericaNews.org. Thanks for joining us.
Marking 25 years in network radio, Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.